USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump taking some questions, and he was asked about the subpoena by the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee for his son, Don Jr.
Remember, he said to me a long time ago when I was thinking about running, Dad, if I could help, let me know. It's not my expertise. It's not something I really like, but whatever I can do, you're my father, whatever I can do.
A two-day outbreak of severe weather has spawned at least 20 tornadoes from Texas to Louisiana to Oklahoma and Kansas. Now, one death has been reported in Austin, where a man was swept away from rising floodwaters on Thursday. Louisiana Sheriff Jaden Richardson says residents need to stay safe.
We can replace property. We can help, rebuild and all of those types of things. But one thing we can't do is someone is mortally wounded in something like this. Obviously, we can't bring them back.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
One of its co-founders says Facebook should be closed by the government. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
In an op-ed in the New York Times, co-founder Chris Hughes says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable, and the government should break up the social media giant.
The reason I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
Hughes speaking there to NBC News following his op-ed piece and saying it's become clear that the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook that he and Zuckerberg founded in 2004. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Palm Beach, Florida county judge is sealing secretly recorded videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft in a Florida prostitution case. The judge cited the large amount of publicity surrounding the case and stated it may interfere with the right to a fair trial. Kraft's lawyers are pushing for the videos to be completely tossed from the trial. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump's presidency has been a boon for some states. Now, that has been in part due to the state sales tax collections that have been increasing since 2017 and into 2018. Now, 41 states have recovered from the Great Recession, but there's still some states that are lagging behind, and a lot of those states seem to be blue states. Maddie Dupler is with the National Taxpayers Union. She tells Fox News why some of the blue states are lagging behind just a little bit when it comes to economic growth.
Well, it's a tale as old as time, right? You spend more than you take in, you're going to have a deficit, you're going to have problems. Now, the question for the states is, why did the recovery take so long? Right. It's because we had bad federal policy at the federal level leading the way, but a lot of these states hadn't learned. Thanks to tax reform, it has forced a lot of these states to start realigning their budgets with what their actual fiscal expectations that are. As a result, you saw that 41 states now have revenue streams that are coming in over those recession levels. That is right. So important to get states back on healthy footing, but they won't stay there long if they can't get their spending obligations under control.
Dupler also believes pensions are hurting many states' economies as well.
When you talk about bad federal policy leading the way, this is a prime example of that. With the stimulus package and federal programs in the recession, what that did was that encouraged state and local governments to hire at an expedited pace. That meant more employees, that meant more pensions, and of course, when those federal dollars ran out, states are on the hook for those liabilities.
Sure. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.